We all know that it's hard balancing being a stay-at-home parent and facing the monotony that often comes along with it. Join me each week on The Remarkable Nikki Rum as I tackle life as a military spouse, raising two teenage boys and homeschooling one of them, as I turn ordinary days into an adventure. If you're a stay-at-home parent or you just want to hear a great podcast filled with recipes, book reviews, our adventures traveling the United States, and the witty humor of a stay-at-home mom, this is the podcast for you. So after a brief hiatus, okay, more like 9 months of no new podcast, I'm finally back, y'all, and I'll be sharing some bittersweet news and what the next few months will look like for our family. So hang on. It's time for a recap. We're 3 weeks into the roaring 20s, and it's been a crazy 3 weeks for our family. We got official orders last week that we are, in fact, leaving Alaska this summer and will be heading south to Kentucky. We tried our hardest to stay here a little longer in Alaska, but it just wasn't in the cards for us. Yesterday, we met with our realtor to get our home on the coming to market soon list and gave him a tour of our home and property. And y'all, let me tell you, I was a complete mess. We knew this home was temporary, not our forever home. However, it's just bittersweet knowing that we're leaving. We're closing a chapter here in our lives. We have a great church family and tons of friends up here. But we're also extremely happy about returning to the land of two-day prime shipping and going from a 4,000-mile trip home to see family to less than a 500-mile drive. It's a lot to wrap your head around and will be challenging after 3.5 years of living in the interior of Alaska. It's time to rummage in the kitchen. Now, as we prepare for the move, I've initiated a pantry freezer challenge for the month of January. Now, we've had lots of filling homemade meals like pork chops with all the sides, Indian dishes like butter chicken, enchiladas, and even some sourdough skillets. Yes, Ishmael, my sourdough starter, is alive and just turned a year old the other week. I'm also going to be sharing how I plan to transport my sourdough starter and kombucha scobies when we move in a later podcast. This coming week, it's going to get a little more interesting as we dig to the depths of the freezer for random summer produce that was packed away, incorporate lots of bone broth made from the many, many chicken carcasses, and the remaining packages of chicken, turkey, and hamburger meat that are still in the freezer. Now, my aim is to get our large freezer in the garage completely empty and have a bare-bones pantry for the coming months ahead. We have less than 150 days before we leave, and crap just got real. And now, a word from our sponsor. So what are you reading? I'd like to talk to you about the current reads and our homeschool curriculum for the current year. Now in 2019, I finished a total of 41 books. Now half of them were homeschool read-alouds and the other half were for pure entertainment. My personal favorite book was Neil Schusterman's Scythe. It was eye-opening and completely like out of the norm from what I totally read, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, my favorite homeschool read-aloud this year, so far, has to be The Emerald Atlas by John Stevens. Now, this year in homeschool, we veered off the path and went completely eclectic with the curriculum for Aiden's 7th grade year. The main focus is world geography, so I subscribed to Letters from Far for snail mail letters from our friend Isabel. Now, each month, we take a different journey to where Isabel has traveled, and then Aiden researches the area. He looks for airline tickets to the destination. We search YouTube for travel vlogs of the area and more. And it's been a lot of fun, and it's allowed him to spend as much time as he wishes on each location. So for current reads, we just finished Icewell by Jean Craighead George. Now, this book is about a bowhead whale living off the coast of Alaska and traveling through the Arctic Ocean and its relationship with natives in Alaska. So it's really interesting to see the direction the book took, and there's even some fun from the author of how she literally made the whale speak in the book. So I suggest you check it out. Now, the current book that we're reading for homeschool is Song for a Whale by Kelly Lynn, and it's about a deaf girl who helps a whale communicate. Now, we're only about a quarter of the way through, but it has already started lots of good, meaty conversations about what it would be like to be deaf, and if no one could hear you, just lots of juicy conversation. Now, for my personal reads, I just finished Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. This book has been on everybody's list to read, and I finally got a copy at the library the other week. Now, being a North Carolina native, I did enjoy it. It was nice. And I can see, like, whether you either loved it or hated it. I don't want to give anything away, but it was a very well-written book. Now, the book I'm currently reading is one I got in a, I don't even know how long ago I ordered that owl crate, but it is The House of Salt and Sorrows by Erin A. Craig, and it's a retelling of the 12 Dancing Princesses, and so far it's pretty good. So when I finish it, I'll give an update. That'll do it for this episode. Now, if you're interested in checking out the progress of my ferments, any of my kitchen creations, or adorable photos of chickens and dogs, make sure to find me on Instagram at Nikki Rum. That's NikkiRumm. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll catch you next time. Bye.